This morning we start with a triple bracha. Start off Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov, and for at least many of our students, Chag Hodu Tov, good Thanksgiving. See, it's all connected. If I was to ask you who inspired, was the first to daven Shacharit, you would tell me?
Abraham.
And Mincha? And Mariv? And if I said to you, who was the inspiration, the first to say Zemirot on Shabbat, you would say to me? Don't know. Tosfot. Now we usually think of Tosfot on our Gemara. But if everyone wants to take a look for 2 seconds, I'm holding a sefer called Tosfot al Torah. Now, we might know Tosfot al Torah. They're in some of the Mikra Kedolot called Tat Zakenim Ibalei Tosfot. We actually have more Tosfot who comment on the Torah than who comment on Gemara. Okay, this sefer that I'm holding is Parshat Toldot Vayetze and Vayishlach. Okay, which means there is around 30 volumes of this on Chumash. So Tosfot answers our question, or Tosfot asks our question. Here's how: if we turn to the fifth Aliyah, the sixth Parsha, Yitzchak is ready to give the bracha to Esav. And notice what he says. He says, Esav, listen. Vaseli matamim kasher avti. Bring me good food. Turkey. Vehevi ali vochela. And I'll take it and I'll eat it. Why? I was joking on the turkey part. Bavur tivarech nafshi terem amut. Yitzchak looks at him and says, listen, I want to give you a bracha. So what am I going to do? What do I want you to do? Bring me food. Eat. And Tosfos looks at that and he says, I don't get it. Right? Tema, right? That's a good classic Tosfos word, right? Tema. I don't understand this Tosfos. What? Yitzchak was only going to give him the bracha if he gave him food? Either you want to give him the bracha or you don't. Either you love your son, you want him to take over, you want to give him a beautiful bracha. Oh, you're buying it with food? You're trying to like, oh, you know, it's worth, my bracha's worth a good meal. What's going on? And Tosfos tells us the secret. He says, listen, we like to think that spirituality, the Shechina, is found in a shul and a Beit Midrash. It's not only found there. There's a certain sense of connection to God that we can have that you don't get unless you're sitting around a good meal and a good steak. And there's some sense of satisfaction, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually, that when we sit around a table, you can get to a certain degree of simcha that you can't do here in the Beit Midrash, no matter who's davening halal, as beautiful as it could be. There's something about the meal experience that allows a channel, an avenue to God, that davening doesn't. And Yitzchak is the first to take advantage of it. And Yitzchak tells us there's sometimes it's at the table. It's at during Singz Mirot Shabbat. It's during Sudah Shlishit. After you've eaten, as opposed to Shacharit, before you've eaten, when you can connect to God even more. And when the Shechina is there with you. And therefore, Zmirot Shabbat has become such an important part of Am Yisrael. It's after we eat. And there's something to basking in God's Shechina and connecting to God on a full stomach when we're happy. It allows a different avenue of connection than perhaps we're usually used to. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying that halakha in general redeems life. That every physical, secular, mundane aspect of our lives is redeemed by halakha. So a meal, food, eating. There's nothing more animalistic, more base and basic than eating. Yet the halachot of brachot, of se'uda, of looking at and taking care of what you put in your mouth, of how you prepare it, of making a bracha before, of making a bracha of thanks after, of certain things you can't eat together while you're eating, of giving divrei Torah while you're eating, Mishnah Pirkei Avot. All of that redeems the eating, the food, and makes it into Avodat Hashem. And that's part of what Yitzchak is doing. And that's part of what we should be doing. And I challenge each and every one of us at some point today to try to take your meal, which, by the way, you do at least 3 times a day, plus at least 4 bowls of soup later on. And I want you to try to take one meal and try to connect for a second in a different way than we're used to. Try to connect over food, through food. Try to continue Avodat Hashem during a meal. And hey, maybe that's what Thanksgiving is actually all about. Taking a festive meal and saying thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good day.